Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. The beauty of this game, Terry, as devastating or stunning as the loss was the other night here in Chicago, you come right back 24 hours later. You've got the same guy on the mound. Cody Allen comes through, but more importantly, your team sure is able to put things in the rearview mirror quickly.
And I couldn't wait to get to that first inning because, you know, that sort of officially puts that day behind you. And, you know, you get to play another game. And fortunately, we came out and played a pretty good game. And, you know, to Chicago's credit, they got the tying run to the plate. But, you know, Brian Shaw came in and faced a really good hitter, got him out. Zepp threw some really good pitches to the lefties, got one righty out. You know, Zach got out who he did. We kind of passed it off to the next guy, and everybody kind of picked up the guy ahead of him, and we finished it out pretty strong.
Tino, have you had clubs? Because we haven't seen it in your 3 years here in Cleveland. The one constant you've had is the ability to have bad losses not carry over. Have you had teams where what happened the other night might hang with that club for a while?
Well, you know, Hammy, I mean, back when I was in Philadelphia, I don't know if it hung or not. I mean, when you're not that good, sometimes it's hard to tell. I mean, you go out there and you get beat up every day. You know, it's kind of hard to say you're confident or you're feeling good about yourself. But I know that's one of the things we really care about is regardless of what happens the night before, and we do care, you got to show up the next day ready to go. And if you're already, you know, if you make the first out of the game and you're already thinking about your at-bats from the night before, you're prolonging that agony or that frustration. It doesn't help. It's not easy to put in the rearview mirror, but you have to do it.
Tito, it's easy to say this is how our approach is going to be. What does a manager do to try to get that point across and for that to become part of the foundation?
Well, I think a lot of times, you know, the players kind of take their cue off of me and the staff. And if they see us dragging, you know, that kind of gives them the right to drag. That's why a lot of times when guys are yelling at the umpire, I may not because I don't feel that way, but I don't want to kind of give the dugout carte blanche to kind of lose sight of what we're trying to do. And sometimes as hard as it is for me, and sometimes it takes me a while, but when I come in the ballpark the next day, I'll be darned, man, we're going to turn the page and we're gonna figure out how we're going to get better or else you don't get better.
How about Carlos Carrasco? He sure put what happened to him last week behind, yet he only went 5 innings. Is he okay?
I think he's okay. You know, last night was really bitter cold, and he was stiff, you know, sitting around during those innings, and it was getting a little harder for him to get loose. Well, once he started pitching, he was tremendous, and I thought he really pitched. He used a lot of good changeups and breaking ball, but we got to a point in the game where we thought we could finish this with our bullpen and still win and take care of him, so we tried to accomplish all of it.
Okay, if you're a Chicago White Sox, you're sitting at clubhouse today, and you go, we just saw Trevor Bauer. Carlos Carrasco may have had even better stuff. Oh, yeah, today we get the Cy Young Award winner. That's some kind of trio to throw at a ball club in one series.
I hope so. But, again, they have Jeff Samardzija. Yeah. So this is a good day to, you know, if you're a fan to watch, this is a good day to watch. They like their guy, but we love our guy. So let's go play. I mean, this is a game we need to win. And, you know, we got a day off tomorrow. So hopefully Klubs can take us real deep into this game and we'll score a few for them.
Terry, we've not seen Jeff Samardzija. He's been in the National League. Then when he was with Oakland, it seemed like we were done playing them already. What can you tell us about him?
You know, very athletic, obviously. You know, with football background, pretty good angle on those pitches. He's a big, strong kid, you know, wiry kid, real good competitor. But this will be our first time seeing him live. So, again, you know, you look forward to that, to facing the better pitchers in baseball. But, again, if you gave me my choice, I wish they were sending out some A-ball kid, but they're not. So sometimes you got to beat some of the better guys in the game.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.